from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, storm surge and hurricane watches have been issued in parts of Florida as Hurricane Milton continues to grow stronger in the Gulf of Mexico. As of the latest update from the National Hurricane Center, the Category 5 storm has maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. The storm is expected to reach the west coast of Florida by Wednesday. In an effort to curb black bear encounters with New Jerseyans, a measure is being pushed in the legislature that would crack down on the unintentional feeding of black bears. While there's currently a law on the books against feeding black bears, the Animal Protection League of New Jersey describes it as ambiguous and the enforcement as poor.
It closes a loophole in the current law. So this would prohibit unintentional feeding, like basically people leaving out their garbage, people leaving out unintended bird feeders, overflowing with bird seed, which attracts bears to residential neighborhoods.
And that was the league's legal director, Doris Lynn, who supports the bill. First offenders would receive a written warning, and for subsequent offenders, they could face fines of up to $1,000. An important deadline is approaching for New Jersey voters ahead of the November election.
October 15th is the voter registration deadline. In New Jersey, voters must be a U.S. citizen and a resident of the same county for 30 days before the election. 17-year-olds can register but cannot vote until turning 18. Voter registration can be done online or by filling out a paper registration form. In New Jersey, early voting runs October 26th through November 3rd. Election day is November 5th. As of the June primaries, New Jersey had 6.6 million registered voters. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's largest city is applying for more federal pro-housing grant money. Newark has already been granted $4 million for communities that have worked to remove unnecessary barriers to building affordable housing. Newark is vying for more money. The city is holding a public hearing regarding the application this Wednesday at City Hall. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting another week without rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Concerns over drought are really starting to spiral again. Almost 80% in New Jersey now classified as abnormally dry. About 12% of the state is in D1 moderate drought. That includes pieces of Southern Ocean, Burlington, and Atlantic counties. We need rain. There's hardly anything in sight for the next 7 to 10 days. Tonight's going to be mainly clear, and it's going to get cool out there. Lows around 50. That means there will be plenty of spots around inland New Jersey in the 40s tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny and cooler overall tomorrow. Highs upper 60s to around 70. More of the same on Wednesday. Sunny, dry, and upper 60s. And then on Thursday, we'll see some clouds creep in from the south and high temperatures a little lower in the lower 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Patterson 72, Hamilton 75, Cape May Courthouse, 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.